Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Caleb's joining us on the Blacklands Cafe party line this morning.
Absolutely, yeah, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right, good morning, Caleb. Well, you guys in Greenville have had a pretty lively election season, and it's all coming to a head Saturday. You have the big mayoral election and then also some city council members. And it seems to me it's been a while since I've seen an election that has stirred up as much interest in Greenville.
Absolutely, yeah. This election cycle has been very interesting on a local municipal level. We've got two candidates for mayor. Dan Perkins is a city council member currently, and then David Dreiling is the chairman here at the GUS, and they're both running for mayor. So obviously, that's a pretty closely watched race, and probably will be closely contested, I imagine, when we see the voting totals on Saturday. And then we have two city council places up for election, and in one of them we have David Stewart and Dr. Jerry Ransom are running against each other, and the other one, the current city council member Renee Francie, is defending against Brent Money, who used to be the city attorney here. So there's a lot of familiar names for mm-hmm. people, and definitely been a very lively so far.
Yeah. What are the major issues? What do they seem to be, in particular in the mayoral election, Caleb?
Absolutely. Well, you know, as you know, an event or an issue like the L3 lease, which, you know, has been settled for over a year now, but, you know, that still plays a pretty large role in the current election cycle because, you know, Dan Perkins was on the council at the time, some of the things that went on during the L3 contract negotiations have been kind of used as an issue or talking points for campaign ads. But in my mind, the biggest issues that are being discussed right now are things relating to, you know, how to keep Greenville growing, how to keep it moving in the right direction, what to do about the possible YMCA, what to do about the Exchange Building. You know, there's some major issues facing Greenville moving forward, and while those may not be the target of every campaign ad, I think those are the biggest ones moving forward.
I was going to ask you about both of those. The Paul Matthews Exchange Building, that's the 7-story building, kind of an iconic building in downtown Greenville. And the city of Greenville, am I correct, owns it? And it's a problem because they can't keep tenants in that building, at least not to the extent that they would like to.
Sure, and they're having to pay money, you know, they're still having to pay off the renovation, and you know, even with, you know, they're having to replace tenants, and so there's expense there, and I think even if it were full, there's still some subsidizing that needs to go on, and so there's not a great option for the city right now.
And then, as you mentioned, the YMCA project is still kind of an ongoing irritation to many people one way or the other.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, the fact remains that the city, you know, we're going to have this discussion if the city doesn't, you know, give us something definitive. You know, we could have this discussion for decades because that money is there and it's available to spend, if you will, for lack of a better term. And, you know, Greenville voters did approve the city, you know, selling those bonds and building that project.
Between the mayoral candidates, would you say, is there any particular thing that separates the two of them?
You know, what's interesting about them is that they definitely aren't two sides, and the supporters that line up behind them aren't two very different sides. I would say that, you know, since David Dreiling hasn't been a politician and Dan has, it's kind of easy to look at what Dan has done from a city council perspective, but it's hard to say how different that would be from David Dreiling if he had been in that place. But I think it's pretty fair to say that Dan has definitely supported spending money on city projects, including the YMCA. And so depending on where you stand on that, I think that that's probably a pretty significant issue. I think David Dreiling's a little more conservative financially or fiscally. At least that's what he's claimed. You know, since he hasn't been in office, can't say that that's necessarily true.
And then in the time we have remaining very quickly, there's a big election in Quinlan on Saturday, and this has to do with the sale of liquor.
The voters in Quinlan, they're going to decide if they're going to become, you know, the third city in Hunt County to allow liquor sales, and obviously that'll be a significant decision that could affect their economy and other, you know, obviously there'll be other factors there moving forward.
Caleb, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone this morning.
Always a pleasure.
All right, Caleb Slinker, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.